This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting in January, people 21 and older will be able to buy marijuana in California for recreational use. That's already the case in about seven other states. And while buyers will be able to choose from a cornucopia of cannabis products, law enforcement still will not have a fast, reliable test for who is and who is not stoned behind the wheel. Standard breathalyzers cannot do marijuana, and blood and urine tests have trouble telling whether someone did marijuana 5 minutes ago or last week. Lauren Silverman reports.
In states where marijuana is legal, police officers, employers, they all have a serious dilemma.
The problem is really figuring out who's actually stoned, shouldn't be behind the wheel, or in the cockpit in an airplane, or in an operating room in a hospital, versus who just has THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, floating around their system.
This guy, Mike Lynn, knows the problem. He's an emergency medicine physician in Oakland, California, and a reserve deputy sheriff. He's also selling a solution.
What I'm holding is the Hound marijuana breathalyzer. And basically
the Hound device is a small breathalyzer that has a tube sticking out of it. You blow through it a few times, and Lynn says, in minutes, it's able to analyze and detect the amount of THC in someone's breath. Research shows that level rises right after smoking, and those first few hours are when someone is most likely to be impaired, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That's why a marijuana breathalyzer would be a big improvement from blood and urine tests, which aren't sensitive enough to determine whether someone smoked marijuana right before driving or days ago at a party.
There are several of them trying to come out with the devices.
Sergeant Mark Vincent is a drug recognition expert in Texas. He says if a breathalyzer passes clinical trials, police officers across the country would be interested. The problem with all the THC tests in development, Vincent says, is they measure an amount, not a behavior.
I need to be able to prove that there's impairment, that they can't safely operate a vehicle, and that's what we're trying to do.
Some states where it's legal to smoke pot for medicinal or recreational purposes, like Colorado and Montana, have selected a limit for THC in blood. But scientists still disagree on what amount indicates someone is too high to drive. Companies trying to sell marijuana breathalyzers might have to wait for a standard measuring system if they hope to sell out of their measuring sticks. In Oakland, California, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.